Well, thought I'd bring y'all an update. If you didn't listen to the first part, it has the backstory about how I really want to fuck my chiropractor. I went today. I went the other day too to get adjusted. Nothing happened. It was the usual. He was in a hurry. He was leaving early, so I was trying to flirt with him while he had his hands on my ass. And he promptly changed the subject. But he had teased me before we started about how he hasn't seen me in a while. Because the last time, I had gotten a different doctor to adjust me. Because I was in a hurry when he was with another patient. But today, I went because my daughter, it gets adjusted there too. She just had a growth spurt, so I took her in today. And we went right before it closed. And there were a couple people in front of us, and there were only two people behind us. And they put us in a room, and we're waiting and waiting, and my daughter's looking around. I'm like, why are we waiting so long? There's only like two people in front of us. So then I realized, I put my head out, and he had taken care of everyone else so that we were last. And so he came in, and I had poked my head out and watched him adjust someone else through these little, like, you know, I have these little cubes with like the 3/4 walls. And so I had already been checking his ass out. He's got those same tight pants he wears. But so he came in and went straight for a hug, which he never does. So that was special. Oh, his arms are so strong. But he asked me how I was doing. We were chatting, and he adjusted my daughter, and he was being a ham trying to get her to warm up to him, and couldn't keep my eyes off of him. Luckily he was focused on her, because I was definitely checking him out the whole time. I don't know how he manages to make a polo shirt look sexy, but he does. So then he asked me if I had done okay after my adjustment, and I was like, well, you know, my shoulder's still kind of bothering me. And he was like, okay, well, come on here, I'll help you, I'll fix it. And I was like, oh, okay. So I have to wonder if that's why he saved us till last, so he have time to offer to, you know, feel me up for free. So I go and I sit down, and he puts his hands on my shoulders, and he, you know, fixes one of them, and he has to, like, put his arms around me, and his beard is practically, like, scratching my ear. He's so close to me. And, you know, he's just chatting and being friendly. I don't even remember what we were talking about, because I was trying so hard to, like, keep my breathing steady. And, after he finished one shoulder, he put his hands on either shoulder and pressed his whole back up against, or pressed his whole front up against my back, which is obviously not necessary. Oh, but I appreciated Oh, there wasn't a bulge or anything, but oh, fuck. And he kept going like he hadn't done anything, and still, you know, borderline flirty, being sweet, and you know, touching me way more than he needed to. Just my shoulders, but definitely taking his time and drawing it out. And just talking, and I wonder what would have happened if next time I go by myself and I wait until I'm the last one. He takes care of everyone else and then mentions to the front receptionist to give him some time alone with me. And comes in and goes for his usual adjustment. Oh, and instead puts his hands on my ass and spreads my cheeks apart and starts feeling me up. I was definitely wearing leggings today. Oh, I should have told him that my hips needed work, but I was afraid for to get worked up after making that last audio. Oh, I can't even imagine if we were alone in that office. I definitely wouldn't behave like I do normally. Oh, I'd be wiggling my ass. Oh, practically begging him to grab me. Oh, God, the way his fingers linger on me. I can imagine him, leaning up, to whisper in my ear, oh, how good I feel, to press his crotch against my ass. Good and grind into me. God, those tight fucking pants. Oh, God, so mean for wearing those to work. I want him to take me right there on the table. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, man. To pull my leggings down and push my panties to the side and just prone bony right there. God, with as skilled as his hands are, oh, I bet I'd already be so fucking wet for him. Oh, he could just slide in right there. Oh. Take long, I'd fucking come so fast. Oh, literally a dream come true. Oh, which feels so cheesy to say. Yeah. imagine me being that loud in the office. Oh, God. Oh, the receptionist would definitely know something was going on. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I wouldn't eat him in my mouth. Oh, after all those times of having his crotch fucking inches from my face and not being able to do anything about it. Oh, God. Oh, I would slide off the table and drop to my knees right there and fucking swallow him. Oh, and look up at his face and see how much he wants me. Oh, and he could see how much I wanted him. Oh, oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh my God. Oh, he always has this twinkle in his eye. Fuck. When he talks to me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'd want to see what his face looked like. I fucking drained him dry. Oh, it'd be amazing. Oh, God. Oh, I can't even imagine how fucking hot he would be. Oh, moaning for me. God. Oh, with my lips wrapped around his dick. Oh, fuck. Oh. In a place where I've dreamed about it happening so many times. Oh, God, I'm gonna come again. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come again. Thinking about him coming down my throat, moaning my name. Recording a sequel, but God, today got me so worked up. And when I scheduled my appointment, my follow-up, he made sure that I wasn't scheduled on his off day.